Hi, everybody. This is Will Bowen with today's Jumpstart. Continuing our conversation of If by Rudyard Kipling. And we're almost finished. The poem is almost complete. And we're up to If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are done. And so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. Wow. Have you ever just felt backed into a corner? Have you ever just felt like you were done? I remember one time feeling that way, and a friend of mine said, well, if you're backed into a corner, I guess you got to break out a wall, don't you? And he was right. I needed to make a huge change in my life to allow myself to continue. A mature person is a person who allows themselves to experience challenges in life, but isn't overcome by those challenges. To force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after there is nothing else in you except the will which says to them, hold on. The difference in success and failure in almost any endeavor is when the person quits, is when they give up. The path to most people who we consider to be successful, their path is so circuitous and beset with tragedy and downfalls along the way, but what they do is they get up. There's an old saying, you don't drown by falling in water, you drown by staying there. To force your heart and nerve and sinew, to force yourself to continue, even when you are overwrought, even when you are beat down, even when you are tired, even when you are uninspired, even when you have been betrayed, even when you are uncertain about yourself and your future, but you just keep going. Why? Because that's what an adult does. That's what a person does. A fully functioning person does that. I know a man who ran into some challenges in his early 50s, and he picked up a bottle of gin and got on the couch. He's now 65. He's still on the couch, with lots and lots of bottles of gin having been consumed. He gave up. What he was facing was not insurmountable anywhere except in his own mind. But in his own mind, it was everything, and he couldn't do it. Probably my favorite book, one of my favorite books, certainly my favorite fiction book of all time, Lonesome Dove by Larry McMurtry. The movies were great. The book was awesome. There's a character in the book and in the movie. His name is Woodrow Call. Augustus McCrae is his partner. Anyway, Captain Call is one of the leaders of this long, long train of a herd of cattle that is being driven to Montana, thousands of head. And at one point, they run into a swarm of grasshoppers that descends and literally just eats all of the grass out from in front of them and swarms the cattle and causes them to stampede, and that just covers the men, just covers them with grasshoppers. And one of the young cowboys looks at the captain and says, Captain, what should we do? And the captain says, live through it. Sometimes that's our only choice, to live through it, to force our heart and nerve and sinew to serve our turn. So if you're feeling beaten down today, if you're feeling depressed today, if you're feeling like you can't, tomorrow you can. Just keep getting up. I believe in you. Enjoy today, and we'll talk tomorrow. Bye-bye.